From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, August 2nd. The Park Fire has burned over 393,000 acres so far and is currently 22% contained, as of the latest CAL FIRE update. So far, crews have completed nearly 90% of their damage assessment report for the burn scar. At least 537 homes and other structures have been destroyed, and 47 others have been damaged by the fire. Almost 7,000 other homes and buildings remain threatened by the blaze. CAL FIRE reports fire activity remained active overnight with erratic behavior and spotting. It also reports near record low moisture levels and heavy fuels in the region are a cause for concern for crews going into hot weather forecasted today. That dry heat is returning to the North State this weekend as well, and it's causing concern for how it could affect the fire.
Any change in the weather and in the stability of the atmosphere is a major watch out because we've got so much fire on the ground on the north flanks of the fire.
That's Zeke Lunder, a fire analyst and founder of the fire information website, The Lookout. He says officials should look to previous fires for how the Park Fire may behave this weekend. For example, the Dixie Fire.
What we saw in the Dixie Fire is that the Dixie Fire started in the middle of July, and it grew kind of explosively for a week, and then it kind of laid down for about a week. And then in the beginning of August, it went on this enormous kind of rampage.
Lunder says the Park Fire has similarly slowed after initial explosive growth and cautions that this weekend's weather may prompt new growth. He says residents and crews should continue to stay vigilant and prepared despite any recent lulls in activity. And controlled burns as a fire management tool can limit the risk of wildfires. As NSPR's Eric Adams explains, that kind of preparation might have limited the scope of the Park Fire, but officials say it's not that simple.
When a man pushed a burning car into a gully in Chico's Upper Bidwell Park, the area of land that erupted into flames would spread into a four-county fire. But some say the Park Fire could have been avoided if the city of Chico had done a prescribed burn in the area. Prescribed or controlled burns are used to preemptively deter wildfires in high-risk areas by purposely burning vegetation. Zeke Lunder is a local fire expert whose company, Deer Creek Resources, works with the city to organize burns in Bidwell Park.
Fires like we've done so far in the park are really effective in helping limit the size of other fires that get started. And so the more that we can expand the program of burning that the city's already embarked on, the more likely it is we'll be able to have a burn in place that could help prevent something like the fire we just had.
But Chico's Fire Chief Steve Standridge says there are several priorities in the city's mitigation effort, and only hindsight suggests that any specific burn would have prevented a given wildfire.
Saying that one prescribed burn picked out of multiple projects that have been identified, we would have had to have just had extraordinary luck that we would have picked that one at that given time.
The city, with the help of several other agencies, currently has a management plan in place to carry out prescribed burns in several areas of Bidwell Park. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And to clarify, the Park Fire has prompted evacuations in four counties, but as of now, it's only burned in Tehama and Butte counties. And the man accused of starting the Park Fire last week appeared for the second time in Butte County Superior Court yesterday. During the procedural hearing, the court-appointed attorney for Ronnie Dean Stout II was granted a continuance to August 22nd. She said this will give her time to review the police report in order to make a decision about entering a plea for Stout. Stout was arrested by CAL FIRE enforcement officers after a witness identified him, apparently pushing a burning car into a gully. He was formally charged on Monday with one count of arson on wildland. And the Park Fire, burning just over a week now, has triggered evacuation notices in four counties. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with those affected about the process of evacuating and what it was like to return home in the wake of the fire.
While the fire was spreading north up through Tehama County and towards Shasta County, officials issued evacuation orders far in advance for communities that could be affected by the fire. Places including Payne's Creek, a community in Tehama County that was evacuated. Tony Lemeshko came to the Red Cross Evacuation Center at the Las Molinas Veterans Hall in a group from a Christian rehabilitation facility in Payne's Creek.
I mean, we were trying to stay as long as possible because of how much has been invested into that property. I mean, that rehab has helped like over 1,000 people.
They stayed as long as possible. When the evacuation order came, he made sure the animals could escape their pens if needed and left. The property had lambs, chickens, rabbits, a llama, and a pig. A few days after the evacuation, Lameshko was able to return with a police escort to retrieve belongings and survey the damage to the property.
We didn't have a lot of hope going up there, because as we were driving, we were looking around and everything was just gone. Basically, ashes and charcoal everywhere you look.
He says he nearly gave up hope, and then he got closer.
We looked and we saw the house, and we saw basically everything of value still standing. And we were honestly pretty shocked because looking around, everything's dead.
The house was standing, and the good news didn't stop there.
And every single animal survived. So that, I definitely consider the hand of God. There was the lambs hiding with the chickens, basically in their little enclosure. And then I couldn't find the pig. So I was kind of disappointed about that because it's a very expensive pig. But as I was basically already kind of getting ready to head back to the truck, I look and there he is standing, staring at me.
Lameshko says he grabbed a few Bibles from the building as well as a pillow, which he valued greatly. He had been sleeping on a bunched up flannel shirt for days. In Butte County, where the fire started, parts of the town of Paradise and the nearby community of Megalia were placed under evacuation warning. Many residents there were affected by the campfire, which burned much of the town of Paradise and surrounding communities in 2018. Gina Benavidez lost her home to the campfire and says her house was placed under an evacuation warning.
My daughter got mad at me because I didn't get out of the house fast enough to follow her to her house in Sacramento. I just kind of couldn't move, you know, and then I started packing some stuff and I'm like, I can't do this again. If this happens again, I am not rebuilding. It was too much.
Benavidez says it was hard being so close to another fire and seeing its effects.
Oh, just seeing that smoke, you know, like some days it was had that purple look like it the campfire smoke did. And it was like, oh no, this is too close.
She didn't end up evacuating and stayed in the area. The fire avoided Paradise and Megalia. Just 5 miles away to the northwest, the community of Forest Ranch was one of the first affected by the park fire. Some buildings there were destroyed and the surrounding wilderness was decimated, leaving tall trees standing in fields of black and white ash. Zach Dice described how the landscape looked to him when he came back after the evacuation orders were lifted.
I mean, it's just the same thing as the Dixie and the campfire and all these other fires. It looks like a bomb went off in the distance.
His family was also impacted by those previous fires in the state.
We evacuated during the campfire. Didn't have to evacuate the Dixie fire, but we moved here right after the Santa Rosa burned down from Sonoma County, so it's just been fire since then.
Dice says this time, the fire has him reconsidering where they choose to live.
It's kind of almost close to the final straw when you've got kids, and yeah, just coming up here, I don't know, just seeing it makes you think, like, is it really worth it to live out here?
He says it's made him consider moving his family out of state.
We're already in the cheapest, poorest part of California almost. I mean, it's out of state. You know, I'm from Ohio originally, so it's like I'd go back there. Got family in Utah and Wisconsin, Florida, some other state where you pick a different kind of disaster.
But for now, Dice says he's taking care of the house and the sheep, goats, and chickens he keeps on the property. He says his children will soon be on vacation visiting family in Utah, so hopefully they can forget about the fire for a week or two. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
You can hear more interviews with evacuees, fire survivors, and other community voices on our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Friday, August 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.